for calling Dorothy Jane with eSystems Health. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. It's the husband trying to talk with his wife and children. I had a very interesting day, and took a gentleman that I've done before, took him to Jasper, Tennessee, for what he's hoping to be his last trip. He went to get a paper signed in a courtroom, and I sat with him there in the courtroom. It was supposed to be quick and simple, and it took like 3 or 4 hours. Sat there in a courtroom waiting. And it was obviously reminiscent of another situation where I sat in the courtroom waiting, and reconciliation and dialogue was refused. It was not a good reminder. But I had the opportunity to be an encouragement and a blessing to another gentleman, which I thank the Lord for. I came back, and I got into a conversation with a gentleman I just met in the parking lot. We talked for about 3 hours in the parking lot. He has an engineering background, civil engineering. So, it was a good beginning, and we got into scripture, and it was delightful. It was absolutely delightful to talk with somebody who claims to be a Christian, and I challenged him all the more. And it was encouraging. It was a delight. We had a great conversation together. And I delighted in that. And I also, I just saw this, moments ago. On February 15th, RT is putting out a program. I don't know, obviously, what it's going to, the preview, but it's called Forgotten Fathers. And especially being at court today and seeing the utter fiasco of that, again, reminiscent of 1 Corinthians 6, and then being reminded again of that this is something others share. However, the big difference is I'm not appealing to the state. I appeal to the Lord because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, not someone trying to be in submission to the state, to use the state as a tool, to use the state in order to separate myself from somebody else. But I'm using the Lord, an appeal to Him, to pursue reconciliation with Jim Cross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman, my children, and especially my wife. And I would like to remind you, I'm not going to stop. I have been very busy. 70-hour work weeks consume a lot of your time. And we have another store installation tomorrow that I'll be a part of. But I'm going to pursue reconciliation because, Dorothy Jane, I love you.